Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Let's talk all about creatine. I know you guys have been seeing this more and more on social media and also in the biohacking healthcare world. Creatine is trending, and you should probably be taking it. It actually has really good scientific evidence. And I'm a fan. I think all of us are struggling with building muscle mass. And one of the best things that you can use to improve muscle mass and resilience of your body is creatine. When you hear creatine, your mind might jump to bodybuilders or gym buffs, but emerging science shows that it's much more than just a muscle building supplement. It's actually a powerful ally in the pursuit of healthy aging, cognitive vitality, and overall wellness. Studies recently consistently have shown that you get increased lean muscle mass and exercise capacity when you're doing short intensity, high intensity exercise. When you're on creatine, you actually get that proven boost. In addition to strength gains, research shows that creatine may provide additional benefits like post-exercise recovery, injury prevention, if you're going through rehab for any kind of muscle injury or joint or surgery. And it also has a potential for neurologic benefits that may be relevant to sports. So it's safe, it's well tolerated, and the newest research shows that it's definitely something we can add to our regimens with good safety and efficacy. And the average dosing in the past that people have recommended for creatine has been somewhere between 3 to 5 grams per day, or 0.1 grams per kilogram of your body weight. There are over 500 peer-reviewed publications that involved creatine supplements. There are so many questions that I still have about creatine. I think one of the things that's most important to understand is, why are you taking creatine? Studies show that if you're taking it for longevity and brain health benefits, it gives a neuroprotective effect. It helps shield your brain cells from age-related decline. So that may improve memory, it may reduce mental fatigue, and it improves cognitive function, especially during times of stress, and especially during times when you are under sleep deprivation or you're not at your best. We also want to look at, in older adults, how safe is creatine to take? Does creatine affect you with water retention? Does it cause kidney damage or renal dysfunction? Does it cause hair loss or baldness? There's some various myths and things out there on the internet, and actually none of them are true. Creatine in older adults has been linked and very safe for people who have heart disease, kidney disease, and neuro problems. It gives improved muscle strength and endurance. It improves your mitochondrial function. It protects you against sarcopenia. What is sarcopenia? Sarcopenia is loss of muscle mass related to age. So creatine is something that, if you just take on its own, is going to give you improvement of retaining muscle mass as you age without even exercising. It's kind of a no-brainer. Recent studies have suggested that you can take even up to a 10-gram dose per day instead of 3 to 5 grams. Most of us are sticking to 3 to 5 grams, but if you're a performance athlete and you definitely want to get a little bit more ATP resynthesis during intense muscle contractions, if you have significant fatigue, you may decide to take a slightly higher dose. I think muscle is so important for maintaining your independence and your vitality as you age. And you're going to find that more and more people are having a harder time building muscle mass when they're taking the GLP-1 drugs. You have to do muscle mass resistance training. So if you're going to start Ozempic or any of the weight loss drugs, I'm going to highly recommend that you get on 5 to 10 milligrams a day of creatine. You can take the creatine gummies. Those are so easy. Women, and especially in perimenopause and menopause, face this natural decline in muscle mass. Low energy, brain fog, cognitive sharpness changes. But that's kind of a myth, guys. Don't worry, we're still pretty sharp. Creatine shows that you can boost muscle recovery, lean muscle mass, even without intense muscle training. And in perimenopause and menopause, you may not really be ready to jump on the boat of high intensity resistance training, but you've got to start doing something, even if it's intense walking, Pilates, yoga, but adding creatine will boost the muscles that you grow. It's going to improve your mood and mental clarity, especially when you're sleep deprived, especially when you have a little bit of stress or you're noticing those perimenopausal changes in mood or feeling aggression. It's going to give you stability. And here's the kicker. Women have lower baseline creatine storage than men, making supplement even more impactful. So you don't need to cycle. Take your typical dose, 3 to 5 grams per day, unless you're a high intensity person, you can go up to 10. This is one of the most well-researched and safest supplements available with decades of data to support its use. So in conclusion, creatine's not just for athletes. For all my ladies out there over 40, I want you to get on creatine and take it on the regular. For anyone who wants to age well, stay strong and protect your brain and your muscle strength. This is your future vehicle for moving and staying active and having independence and vitality as you age. So there you have it. Something easy to implement. Get on Amazon and order those creatine gummies. And I know that you'll gradually start feeling some change and improvements. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K. You can check out our podcast every Tuesday for a longer podcast, diving deep into longevity, biohacking, how to build a biologically young and beautiful you. And it's not just aesthetics anymore. It's not just looking good on the outside. It's also maintaining that inner beauty and inner health. You can find me at Modern Aesthetic Theory for our online injector course. If you're an injector, people come to us from all around the world to learn my fabulous techniques. And I'm all about safety and creating beauty and harmony for your patients. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.